SBS Russian. Делитесь своими историями на нашей странице в Фейсбуке.
Hello, Lambit.
Yes, hello.
The interest to this advertising was huge, and we couldn't help but asking you, why did you decide to sell your dear and beloved car?
That's a very good question. Well, I've been a classic car enthusiast for many years, and I've had various different classic cars over the years. And in fact, this Volga that I'm selling happens to be my second Volga. The first one I also imported about 10 years ago. But I guess like a lot of classic car enthusiasts, they go through various phases and they want to go to the next one and leave the old one behind. So I guess I'm at that stage now where I've done car shows, I've won awards, I've had lots of interest in the streets and at car shows, and but now it's a time to move on to something else, which I'm not sure what yet. But
and how did you develop love and passion towards Volga?
So my parentage is from Estonia, and I have visited Estonia on many occasions, including right back to the very first trip in 1983, where I also went through Russia. And I noted the different cars that are, of course, in Russia at that time compared to, say, in the West. And on those various trips to Estonia, I've seen many Volgas, not necessarily the model like mine, so many more the GAZ 24, the later model. But I began to have an interest in having something very different here in Australia, and something that people really don't even have. The Volga really fitted that picture very well. And so I, with the help of my aunts and cousin in Estonia, they helped secure not only the first Volga that I had, which I sold some years back, but also the second one. And of course, it has been unique here in Australia, and of course particularly in Melbourne, and it draws a lot of interest. It's fulfilled my wish to have something unique and different here.
What have you kept original in the car? And actually, what is the year of model?
The year of the model is in 1963. It's also the cars that were made at that time in Russia were known as the Series 3, and this is also known as the export version, so there's extra chrome on it. And speaking of chrome too, and changes I had made, a lot of the chrome work which was done in Estonia wasn't quite up to the standard I expected. So many of the chrome pieces, the bumper bars, the grille, the headlights, subcaps, so I had those re-chromed here. I've put new headlining in, new carpets, but otherwise it's very much original state. Under the bonnet, it's pretty much just as you would have seen a car come off the production line in Russia. An interesting aspect of it is that because it's such an older vehicle, there wasn't a need to convert the steering wheel to right-hand drive from its original left-hand drive. And so I decided, of course, to maintain it in its original state as much as possible. So that's where it remains right now, very much like it left Estonia. So I've tried to keep as much originality as I've been able to.
And how far have you driven the Volga?
Since I've had it over the last almost 8 years now, I've done about 21,000 kilometres. I've done everything from occasional cafe runs on weekends to car shows, either out at Mornington or out in country areas. It's been over to Adelaide twice, where on two occasions I've had it entered into the very prestigious event called the Beta Birdwood, and each time I've been a finalist there, which was a wonderful achievement. And not only do they look at the car, but they also look at how well you match the car's era. So I was dressed up in a Russian military uniform, I had balalaika and Russian money and all everything that I could lay my hands on, to give the impression that it's just come straight out of Russia. I've driven it up to Albury a few times, but of course, it being a manual in Melbourne, it can be fun. But of course, the real enjoyment is when you go on a country trip.
And do you know anything about the history of this car?
It's a little hard to say because a lot of the records have been lost, but the car was in Estonia, and it's a little hard to say. The owner said, look, it could have been an official car or a KGB car, but I don't have any proof of that sort of thing. So, but certainly vulgars were used primarily in official, by government officials and high-ranking officers and so on. So it could have been that, but I can't tell you exactly. And again, I don't have any documentation to prove that.
And doesn't it give you creeps when you think about the possible history of the car?
Well, it could be. It's an unknown, but of course it's been fully restored, so it's not like it has any signs or anything else. But there is a certain stigma to it, but that also that attracts the attention of people to the car. I've had people that say, yes, I used to run off and hide behind some place when they saw the Black Volga cruising down the street because it could be some official looking for dissidents or something. So, again, that adds to the mystique of it and its appeal. It's always a delight. People can't believe there's a, particularly those Russian and Eastern European background, they can't believe a car like this is in Australia. It's almost like finding an old FJ Holden from the 1950s or so in Siberia. You just don't expect it. And to the best of my knowledge, there's only perhaps three or four other Volgas in Australia. And I would say this would be one of the ones in the best condition that you could find here.
Do you think there is a chance Olga Volga will travel back?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. I've even thought of taking it to Europe and driving it, maybe taking it back to Estonia. But there are major costs, of course, involved in shipping, and I'm not prepared to do that. So I do hope it remains in the country. There's I think, a lot of enthusiasts who would like to have the car like this.
Thank you very much, Lambert, and good luck with the sale.
Thank you very much, Olga.
SBS Russian. Делитесь своими историями на нашей странице в Фейсбуке.